James Comer, FBI informant file links Joe Biden to $5 million bribery scheme. By Wendell Hasebo on May 26, 2023. A subpoenaed FBI informant file links President Joe Biden to a bribery scheme worth $5 million. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, publicly disclosed. Comer revealed the size of the alleged bribe Wednesday in a letter to FBI Director Christopher Wray, who continues to stonewall Comer's subpoena to obtain the unclassified document from the Bureau. In the letter threatening action, Comer pledged to hold the FBI in contempt of Congress if Wray does not provide the file. The two men scheduled a meeting next week to discuss the dispute. In addition to the sum of the alleged bribe, Comer's letter revealed the date of the whistleblower's tip to be June 30, 2020. Comer reissued the subpoena following legally protected disclosures by a whistleblower to Senator Chuck Grassley's RIA office. Based on the timing of a cash bribe allegedly offered in Ukraine, the New York Post speculated a link between the Biden family's deals in Ukraine and the alleged bribe. In a remarkable coincidence, Ukrainian officials held a press conference in Kyiv on June 13, 2020, 17 days before the FBI tip-off, where they showed off $5 million in cash allegedly offered as a bribe to end an investigation of natural gas company Burisma's founder Mykola Slachevsky. Burisma employed first son Hunter Biden from 2014 to 2019 and an executive from the firm met Vice President Biden at an April 16, 2015, dinner in Washington. The cash seized by Ukrainian officials in 2020 was paid in American $100 bills that were put on display, and matches the amount that Joe Biden allegedly received years earlier. If the alleged bribe involves Burisma, speculation leaves unclear what, if any, U.S. policies were altered because of it. Joe Biden allegedly promoted U.S. support for Ukraine's natural gas industry only days after Hunter Biden joined Burisma's board in 2014, according to former Obama White House stenographer Mike McCormick. Then Vice President Joe Biden left office in 2017. Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss refused to allow McCormick to testify before his tax probe into Hunter Biden, McCormick told New York Post. In May, two IRS agent whistleblowers alleged the Justice Department politically interfered in a tax probe. Joe Biden's appointed Attorney General, Merrick Garland, denied appointing a special prosecutor in the case to provide a degree of separation between the probe and Joe Biden. The DOJ's alleged political interference in the tax probe mirrors the FBI's resistance to provide the Bureau's informant file to Congress. Related, IRS whistleblower speaks publicly for the first time, says DOJ intervened to slow-walk Hunter probe to benefit him. As previously stated, the whistleblower disclosures indicated that the FBI and Department of Justice, DOJ, are in possession of an FD-1023 form describing an alleged criminal scheme involving then-Vice President Biden and a foreign national relating to the exchange of money for policy decisions, Comer wrote Wray. The FBI's refusal to produce this single document is obstructionist. Nevertheless, to narrow the breadth of the subpoena, we are providing additional terms based on unclassified and legally protected whistleblower disclosures that may be referenced in the FD-1023 form, June 30, 2020 and $5 million, he continued. Comer added if he does not receive the informant's file, he will begin the process to hold the FBI in contempt of Congress, a step that would put significant pressure on the FBI to disclose the form. Mike Davis, founder and president of the pro-Trump Article 3 Project and former chief counsel for nominations to Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley, told Breitbart News holding the FBI in contempt of Congress will pave the way to serious reforms, ensuring the FBI understands it's not above the law. For too long, the FBI leadership's arrogance led them to believe they are unaccountable to the American people, he said. Their obstruction and contempt of Congress will further erode Americans' confidence the FBI is fair and impartial. The FBI's mission is to protect the American people, the FBI issued a statement to reporters. Releasing confidential source information could potentially jeopardize investigations and put lives at risk. The FBI remains committed to cooperating with Congress's oversight requests. Related, NBC's Todd, trust in FBI eroding on the left and right, we need a real church committee. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.